Bulukut. Good day, my friends. Welcome to another episode of Spilling Labrador Tea Under City Trees with Kate and Mads.
Hello, hello. Welcome back.
Imagine if I said like me and Mads, but instead Kate. Just, I thought about it for a second.
Who is it?
Me.
It's just me and Mads. Ay, ay, ay.
Well, this one's a catch-up episode. Let's talk about all the cool things we've done since June.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know. When did we even do a catch-up episode at the end there? No. We just went, bye.
Yeah.
We're like, we need to meet our deadline. It was basically the energy of it. Also, you were in the process of, like, moving.
All I had was a bed.
Yeah.
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 Just... Happy to say now I have more things.
You do. You have an entire apartment full of things. I am so proud of you. There's so much growth with that.
Yeah.
Back to, like, you only wanted to have, like, inflatable furniture when we first moved into the apartment together.
I still think about it.
I know you do, and that's why you aren't fully grown yet.
I haven't acted upon it.
It's true. That's very true. Oh, my gosh. But, I mean, we can start from there, of being like, you can give an update from where you were. More things have happened in your life.
I don't know. I don't know if they have. But, yes, I live in the great province of Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, but I
officially
work in,
now,
yes, officially, and then technically I actually work across the bridge in Ottawa.
Mm-hmm.
Working still in the sector, just doing some other cool stuff with partnership development and just trying to make the sector a better place, man, at the end of the day,
right?
And did some panels with some ministers. Met the Prime Minister, week mm-hmm. 3 of living here. Met JT in the flesh.
I got photos.
Met the leader. I forgot. Other people took photos,
yeah.
And I didn't. Yep. And then defended the thesis. We are a master of knowledge.
You are.
Mm-hmm.
You are a master mm-hmm. of knowledge.
Yeah. She's a geographer, everybody. Bust out the maps.
Except you're terrible at, like, location when you're on the streets.
Yeah, I'm horrific. I go by landmarks, but in the tunnels of New York.
You're on it. Yeah.
I am.
Yeah. You were the master of knowledge for that. Yep. No, 100%. The navigator.
The navigator. And then... I think that's it. Je ne sais pas.
Yeah, I mean, there's gonna be stuff where we're like, oh yeah, we did that too, but like it's whoosh, it's gone.
Well, the three of us went to New York.
That's like true. I think that's our most recent big thing that's been going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, you moved out. I moved into your old bedroom.
Yeah.
And I am now an adult and I have a queen size bed. My office is in the second room. Yeah, I'm getting the hang of working from home. It's still mm-hmm. weird, but doing better. Work's getting chaotic in a good way. We're busy. Mm-hmm. We're getting ready to like pump out money. It's great.
Yeah.
But that's going great. And oh my God, what else have I been up to other than New York? I did get a kitten.
Mm-hmm.
She is, how old are you now? You are, the way I do
she's
math.
She's not going to tell you.
August, September. She's about
3 months.
3 months. Oh, I lied. She's 4 months. I skipped a month. I said, screw you, July. When I did it. July, August, September, October. Yeah. So... she's about almost 4 months now, so, and she is a pain in my butt, but she's cute.
She's chaotic.
Yeah, she is chaotic. No one told me about calico cats, but now I know, and now I'm spreading the word. This is an educational episode.
this is a warning.
Calico cats, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful little creatures. Crazy.
Go in the opposite direction. Run.
Crazy.
Save yourself.
Right? get insurance immediately on your Calico Cat, all right?
No, this is a free ad for Trupanion.
For Trupanion or any pet insurance. Get that insurance immediately. I had this cat for 2 weeks and she broke her leg, but we're good now. We're good.
We should reach out to them and ask if they want to sponsor us.
Right? Trupanion, hey. You wouldn't cover the x-ray that happened the other day because a pre-existing condition of a broken leg. But I've been telling everyone to sign up for Trupanion.
But I told everybody to get pet insurance,
right? I've been like, just get it. It's fine. It'll be better for you in the end.
Yeah, just because didn't you sign up? I did.
Okay, yeah. Look at that.
Yeah, Petunia's covered.
We'll tag them in
the post.
Yeah. Yep. Right. Jesus. Yeah. Anyways, good time. Love her. Clover loves her. So it's good. We're good.
And that's all that matters.
Yeah. Right. And she doesn't act like she has a broken leg. So we're good.
Yeah, that's also very important.
Right. But, yeah, other than that, I think I've been, like, traveling a lot for work somewhat. Mm-hmm. Like, not crazy traveling. It's literally me flying to the mainland and back because my office is located there. But we did just come back almost 2 weeks ago now from Jessica's birthday trip to New York.
30.
Yeah. She's old.
Yeah. She is.
She's going to love that later. I don't know if she can hear me. She's watching a movie in the office right now.
Doesn't listen to this podcast, so it's okay.
No, she does. She does it. She's like, I hear you guys enough. I don't need to listen to your freaking podcast. No. We get to enjoy spending time together because we hadn't seen each other in, well, it had only been a few weeks. Right. I think that's how that's been working lately. So
yeah, you just see Madeline's face when she said that. Ah, it was only a few weeks.
Okay. Caitlin, how many times, how long do we go between talking?
I don't know what you're talking about. And we were there for 7 days.
We were. Yeah. Oh my gosh. It was such a good time.
I surprised them in the airport.
You did. The way, I don't even know what our faces looked like before. I think we were just tired.
Yeah.
And then we're like, hey! So Caitlin was supposed to go straight from, she was supposed to land in, like, she did land in Montreal hours before we did. Seeing as she's like 2 seconds from Montreal versus our almost 5 hour flight. Yeah. But she was supposed to land in Montreal in the I guess morning or early afternoon, and then she was supposed to be landing in New York for like 2:30, if I remember what year was correctly earlier, which was fine, because then we were like, oh, just go to the Airbnb, get all set up and relax, and then we'll meet you there, kind of thing. And then I learned, because I don't actually like fly Air Canada when I travel, really. I use Harbor Air because it's right there. But I learned that you can text when you're on flight if you're an Aeroplan member.
Another free ad, Aeroplan. Another free ad.
Which was really cool, because then, like, Caitlin and I were just texting the whole time we were when we were traveling, which was cool. But, yeah, no, and then I was, like, texting her, and part of me was, like, thinking she was actually being a little weird, because she wasn't texting me like, oh, I'm in New York, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, have you landed? And then she's like, yeah. And I was like, okay. And then I was more focused on the fact that, like, we had a very tight turnaround and we still had to go through customs and stuff, but which ended up being super fast, so that wasn't a big deal in the end. But Jessica and I were exhausted because we had just come off a long flight, and then we were only going to be sitting for like maybe 30 minutes and then we'd have to hop on the next one. But as we were, like, pulling up to the gate, I, like, we both look, and then I went, ah! Like, I just started screaming because I saw her. And then, like, yeah, I think everyone around us thought we were fucking weird.
Oh, yeah. We started screaming in the airport.
You're like, yee! What are you doing? You're supposed to not be here. But, yeah. But that ended up being, like, the emptiest flight out of the whole trip. Like, there was so much room. And then we still had some random stranger that had to sit beside us. But that was a quick trip. We landed early.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. The way the pilot just, like, went up. Like,
yep.
It was like 3 seconds of like the runway, then just like sky.
Yep.
I was like, oh my God.
We're in the air. And then it was supposed to be like an hour long flight, but it only ended up being 45 minutes. And we're like, I was like, were you breaking laws? Isn't there like a specific speed limit we're supposed to go? And then, but then we ended up being stuck on the
tarmac
for like 15 minutes because I don't know, shocker, we got there early, so the plane was in our gate. Like, just that freaking killed me. But and then all of our luggage, like all of mine and Jessica's luggage, just because it was such a short turnaround for our flights, didn't make it on that flight. Mm-hmm. So we still had to hang around at the airport for another couple hours waiting for the next flight to get in from Montreal. But hey, at least we didn't like lose our luggage. Yeah. So I'm very thankful for that. We just got to hang out in LaGuardia for a couple more hours.
And we should have followed our instincts and gotten the Shake Shack before.
I know. We just had like airport snack food, which was okay, but it was not like, I was starving.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, but that was the beginning of our trip. Also, I had like, I had bags fall on me on that one flight. Like, it was a jumbo plane, which was really cool. That was my first time being on a jumbo plane. I've never been on one before. And I sat us near, like, the middle row bathrooms because I am infamous for having to go to the washroom all the time. And so I was like, I'm going to be smart about this and, like, park us right where the washrooms are on mm-hmm. this five-hour flight. So then turned around and... It was a packed flight, and so people were trying to stick their bags up in the overhead, and someone was putting their bag up, and they had like a water bottle in it, and the water bottle like fell out of the bag and smoked me, and I was like, cool. And then people were hitting me with their bags as they were walking by, and I was like, oh, why do I take the aisle? And then I was like, I know why I take the aisle. And then, but like the last one was like the flight attendant was trying to put these last couple bags up, but it slipped out of her hand, it hit her, and then it rolled off of her and it's hit me, and like we're both like looking at each other being like, what is happening? And then Jessica kept being like, okay, like that's like the third time you've been hit by something, do you want to switch? And I was like, no, I think we're done now. So, and I was like, why am I cursed? But no, so I've learned my lesson that like maybe not the aisle, but I'm still
gonna sit in the aisle. I don't know. I love the aisle. I
prefer it.
I prefer it, yeah, too.
But no, it's crazy. But what did we get up to?
Lots of stuff. We went to the Met.
Mm-hmm.
We did so much walking.
Oh my God.
We went to Broadway.
Yep.
We went to a Yankees game. Mm-hmm. Kate loves sports.
Kate loves sports. Also, like, Jessica's a baseball fan. Like, she is a Yankees fan.
She is.
And then her mom's a Blue Jays fan and her grandma's a Yankees fan. So it's a fun household from the... I've been over to grandma's place when the game's been on and it's something else. Grandma yells at the TV. I love it.
Aw.
Yeah.
And... my goodness, what else do? We ate so much food.
Mm-hmm.
Except that one bagel place.
I really wanted to go. And once I got home,
yeah,
it was nothing but modern bagel on my freaking TikTok. Mm-hmm. And then more gluten-free options. And I was like, okay, cool. So I'm making a list. So when we go back, if New York is still there by the time we plan to go back around.
Yeah.
Because like there's so much. There's still so much to eat.
So much to eat. So much to see.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, but do we remember my flying experience on my Toronto Yao? Sat next to that older couple. And
oh, that's like, right.
This is crazy. I have one of those faces apparently that you want to tell things to, and it's something that I need to work on. And
you gotta work on your RBF there, bub.
Yeah, I look pleasant. That's a problem. And I like sit down, and I was supposed to sit in the middle, but the husband's sitting in the middle, and I went, oh no, it's okay, you can sit next to your wife. And he's like, oh, okay, thanks. And I was like, I wanted the aisle. And just saying. And these folks were like going on a vacation and they started telling me about it. Sounded really cool. They're going on a cruise and it started in like Quebec City. And they're like, do you live in Ottawa? And I was like, yeah. And then they're like, oh, like for work, for school, whatever. And like we're chatting a little bit. And I was like, actually, I was like born and raised in like Victoria. And they're like, oh, we've been to Victoria. It was, I don't know if I should say his name. I'm not going to say his name. It's this guy's, my husband, we went for his brother's wedding in Victoria. And I'm like, oh, that's beautiful. And he's like, it was his fourth wedding. It was his fourth marriage. And you know what? She was 38 and he was 62. You do the math. And I was like, okay.
Like, that's not the worst age difference.
No, and I was like, the plane hasn't even, like, left the gate yet. And I'm like, I understand I have an hour and a half flight back to Yao, and that's a short flight, but I'm like, this might be a long flight.
Yeah.
And she's like, can you believe it? You know why? He has a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, kind of, like, looked at the husband, and he's like, mm-hmm. And I went, okay. All right. That's interesting. Right? You know what? People do things. For stuff.
Mm-hmm.
People, yeah. Did you enjoy Victoria? Like, I was like...
Did you have a good time there? Like, I'm very confused right now. Yeah. I like how that was the important information you need to know why they were there. Not if you had a good time. But, you know. It was his fourth wedding. Yeah. And she's 38. Yeah. Like, that's... She's like... 40 and he's 62. That's not terrible. Like,
no.
I've literally worked with someone who had a 20-year age difference between her and her husband. So it's not great. I mean, especially because she was 17 when they first started dating.
You have to call the police.
911. But this is back before everyone was calling 911. Because she was in her 40s when I met her. So. But anyways, so that was interesting, but that's so funny. I did remember that because we were on our long flight back when you were messaging that, and I was like, my favorite was like knocking Jessica awake, being like, look at what she said.
The way Jessica can fall asleep anywhere.
No, like legit. I tried to sleep, but I couldn't. I just fall forward every time. I need to be tied to the chair.
You'll be like, Jordan Belfort in The Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah. And they have to like
multiple. I want to be duct taped to the chair. All right. And also, if I get some Quaaludes, that's fine. I think that'd be a fun flight.
But we did so much in New York.
We did. just talking about the flights, not even New York.
Some of my favorite places. We also went to a COP28 dialogue.
We did.
And also, we lost a whole day to Jersey.
That's the same day.
Yeah.
Yeah. We went to a COP28 dialogue in the morning, and then we went to New Jersey for the rest of the day, which was still great. We got to go eat at, like, a deli that was, like, massive sandwiches, except there's no gluten-free buns. I didn't order a sandwich because I learned that I would just be getting a stack of meat on a plate if I was going to get a sandwich, which, I mean, bitch loves a good charcuterie and meat plate. Plate, but whatever. But I don't want an entire plate full of pastrami. Like, that's it. So I just got like two ginormous cabbage rolls instead, which were delicious.
They looked great.
It was, oh my god, it healed a part of my soul. That's what it
I'm
did.
I'm so glad.
But then the size of like the Diet Cokes.
Oh my god.
I was like, Kate and I could have just shared one. Honestly, yeah. Because it was, I forgot, like, portion sizes in the States is vastly different. But also, like, this diner was well known for, like, just being, like, large portion sizes and, like, just large in general. Like, you should have seen, I think Jessica posted a picture of the cake on her Instagram. And, like, legit, like, it looks like it's, like, two cakes stacked on top of each other. Like, that's how large they are. Also, the fact that they had a pickle bar.
Oh my god, the pickles!
So good. We should have taken more pickles. If we had known that we were, like, I would have gotten pickles if I knew we were going to end up going back to the Airbnb later that night. Totally. I would have eaten them on the freaking train. Like,
yeah,
actually probably not because it's gross, but pickles, man. They were so good.
They were so good. There were so many different kinds.
Mm-hmm. Loved it. But yeah, we saw Sweeney Todd on Broadway, though. That's what we saw. And it was delightful. I love Josh Groban.
Mm-hmm. And so that good. Kid from that thing. I don't know why that always happens to me. I don't know why.
Plays Dustin from Stranger Things, I believe. Yeah. You can call me out if I'm incorrect. That's totally fine. But yeah, he plays Tobias in the Sweeney Todd. So good. It was really funny. It was enjoyable. We were in like the nosebleeds. We were like the second row from the very, very top on the mezzanine. But you know what? It's worth it. Worth it.
The usher?
He was alone. So funny.
Fabulous.
Oh, I love him. He was like calling people out for being late and then
yeah,
just really funny about like telling us the rules and stuff like that. He was also just a sweet guy. The first thing he said when we saw us was like, this is going to be really long. Recommend you guys go to the bathroom now. I was like,
yeah,
I'm going. Like, but no, it was excellent. It was so much fun. But
Tea at the Plaza.
Yes. Caitlin spoiled us and also kept it a secret. She was like, when we were getting ready to pack things, she's like, you need to pack a nice dress and appropriate shoes. And I was like, okay. And she's like, because we have an outing we're going to go to on Sunday. And I was like, all right. And she's like, but you don't get to know what it is. I was like, okay. And so it ended up being that we had high tea at the Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How'd you feel about that?
I loved it. I loved it so much. Yep. It was delightful.
Mm-hmm.
And delicious. And also what I love about New York, because I think I have a pleasant face, apparently, the free things.
Yes. Yes.
I get in New York.
Caitlin ended up getting us a free round of champagne. Mm-hmm. We went to this cute little Italian place that her and her friend Sunshine went to. And yeah, this little papa, this no-no, he gave us a round of champagne. Actually, no, it was the other manager gave us a round of champagne. But then the no-no brought us over their like in-house made like liqueur, which was like what, cognac?
Yeah.
Jessica looked it up. It was like a mix of things. Caitlin and I were not smart. We didn't really sniff it. We just went cool and tried to take like a good swig of it. And then we both went, my chest.
Just went,
why so spicy? It was delicious.
The gnocchi. And also we got like, I was pretty sure he didn't charge us for the sampler.
No.
As well.
I dream of the mozzarella and peaches. All right,
I know
it haunts me.
Mm-hmm.
The way I found mozzarella in the grocery store, and I was like, it won't be the same, but I feel like it'll be close.
Yeah.
I'll never get back there, but I can almost have it.
I love this restaurant. The last time I went to this restaurant, also got a free round of champagne.
Yeah. No, they were really sweet. It was really nice. Just like a fun little ambiance too. And like it was pretty quiet, but also it rained for the majority of the time we were in New York, which I think is why it was a little bit quieter for a lot of the areas we went to.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also kind of off season.
Yeah. Like it just like wrapped up.
Yeah.
But also it was really busy the first couple days we were there because the UN was in session. Mm-hmm. And so those two blocks were blocked off.
Yep.
I was itching for a badge.
The way she just kept yelling, be like, who are you? Why do you have one? I want one. I was like, okay, calm down. We're here for a celebration. Not to work. We're all on vacation right now. But that doesn't stop a Virgo rising.
I can't be tamed. We stayed in Brooklyn.
Yeah. In a cute little brownstone. Mm-hmm. And it was a really good time. I think the other thing that was interesting was a lot of people asked, like, how we felt safety-wise.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I had a lot of people being like, did you feel safe? And being like, was it spooky? And, like, all sorts of questions like that. And I was like, we were fine. We only spotted one spot of train blood.
Yeah.
Which I almost put my hand in, and Jessica almost put her hand in.
So that's Jessica, fun. Move your hand down.
Put your hand down. Put your hand below my hand. You'll be fine. And then there was only one guy that was yelling on the sub, and that was like our last day anyways. But
yeah.
It was overall didn't feel unsafe. And I mean, it's so busy and there's so many people that like, I didn't really have the time to be like super like cautious, being like, we have places to go and like there, you just have to move. Like that's,
yeah,
it's like trying to find a corner to stop to like look up something really quickly. We're like, pull over, pull over. Trying to hide in little corners to do that. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, but I love it. We're so lucky. Like, we left on the Wednesday, and by the Friday, it was, like, the flooding.
The flooding, and then the bugs. Is it, like, lantern flies or whatever? I don't think that's right, but, yeah. So we were like, I don't know what god we've appeased, but we were like, ah, we were hoping it wasn't going to rain, but then when we found out, we were like, oh, it's flooded now. And then in Brooklyn, too, and we were in a basement suite. Like, I was like, oh, bless, we left on time. Like, just can only imagine the nightmare
I was. Would not have known what to do.
No.
Now I wouldn't have known what to do. Then I think, like,
we would have figured it out.
Would have figured it.
We would have been staying upstairs.
Yeah, we'd be like, hi, Bill and your wife.
But wife wasn't there. It was just Bill and the kids.
Oh, that's right. We'd be like, hi, Bill and small children, we're your new nannies.
Yeah.
Until we're allowed to go back to Canada.
Yep. I live here now. No. Oh my god. That killed me. No, we were so lucky about that. Because that was chaotic seeing all the videos once we got back of what the weather was like. Ugh. Because it was already doing, like, a little bit of flooding while we were there. But, like, nothing. Like, when we got back. My god. And, I mean, we didn't even have proper clothes in the first place.
No.
For the small amount of rain. My Aldo shoes would have not made it. Like, it's no. Just...
It was fun, though. I love that city. It's one of my favorite places.
Great. No, it was a good time. And the not-so-funny part was, like, kept making the jokes of being like, gotta go now before, you know, New York's gone. Like, it floods out because of how much flooding there's been lately. And then for there to actually be flooding, and we're like, oh, not so funny. Whoops.
Whoops. But also I learned too that New York is also sinking at the same time because it's so heavy.
Yeah, and it's mostly built on like swamp, or not swamp, but on like water.
Estuaries and rivers.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, because we also went to the, is it like the Native American or Native?
The Museum of the Indian American.
Okay, thank you. I was like, it was a weird phrasing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Going to that on our last day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And just hanging out there and getting to learn like kind of what the land looked like before and the story of the people there. And yeah, it was wild. And it's sad because like most of them got pushed out and like are elsewhere a little bit.
Yeah. Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Delaware people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No. And then just us raging about
things being mislabeled or misplaced.
Yeah. Just mislabeled and just not accurate labeling.
Mm-hmm.
Of like, there was a lack of labeling.
Yeah.
Is probably the better way of putting it. Because there was so much coastal stuff there. And like Coast Salish items. but it didn't show where they are on a map.
Mm-hmm.
So then it would just be like, it would give a specific area, but then it would just be like a vague, like British Columbia, Canada. And you're like,
yeah, it was very general.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't thorough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or like up to date either.
No.
I think as a museum, you got to keep it moving.
Right? Well, especially because this is a place where a lot of people come to learn about things.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, well, if you have the accurate information on there, people will actually learn what they're supposed to learn.
Yeah. The items in there were beautiful, though.
Mm. No, for sure. But it was still like a question of being like, does everyone know that their stuff is here? Do they know that?
Yeah.
Does the Kukwakiwak know that they have like masks there? Like,
yeah.
And then in Nishka, like there was a bunch of stuff there too. And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My people is always just like a freaking porcupine quill box.
And they're like, we have this one.
We've got this tiny one. And you're like, okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I found a book. I found a book I've been looking for.
That's very true. You have.
Yeah.
I got a book.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We love books.
We do. A little too much. I buy them because I'm like, oh, this is a great reference. And also, it would just be great to learn about. And then I just don't read them. Unfortunately. Got a great library going.
That's for phase 3.
Yep. Open an Indigenous library.
Coffee shop, library, recording studio?
Yep. 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 That's our third branch. Business branch. So look at the whiteboard. We're well on our way to the other one.
We're going on phase 2.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we can also give the update about what we're mentoring too.
Yeah, and also that we have like sponsorship and stuff.
Oh shit, yeah. Well, I mean, we could have said that in the next episode. But I guess we can do it now. You brought it up, you have to say it now.
No. Well, very exciting that a part of the reason why we've been a little bit quiet is that we've been going back and forth, applying for grants, talking through a partnership deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so for season 3, we're happy to say that we are sponsored by Remarkable Communications. They're a marketing firm based in Victoria, and Laurel and her team are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we're very happy for this season 3 to be partners with them.
Right, and just making it possible that we can do season 3.
Totally.
Because, like, as much as we love to support Indigenous youth ourselves, we don't always have the capacity to pay everybody. And it's just nice to be able to have, like, the support in more than just financially, but also just, like, the support to be able to have a broader network to reach out to and hopefully learn from. And also we get to use a recording studio, which is exciting. Again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just better resources.
But also we're going to be mentoring someone.
Yes, we are. If you remember Katie Mae Anawak Denford from season 2,
mm-hmm.
She has a podcast, Baby Mae podcast, that she's working on. And a part of her funding agreement with Nunavut Film is that she needs mentors. And we're like, well, we can be your mentor. And so Katie Mae is going to be joining us for season 3. And we'll be supporting her and her podcast, and she'll be supporting us and organizing some folks for interviews.
Mm-hmm. We're really excited to get to see how she's going to grow, and also just being able to like learn that, how to navigate, and also just to like, we get to touch on uplifting people further,
mm-hmm.
in this field, which was one of our goals. Mm-hmm. Overall, when we started this podcasting journey, was to not only provide a platform, but also to provide opportunities for people to learn and grow within this industry itself. And so I'm just excited that we're actually getting to do that. And it happened faster than we had anticipated, I think, which is really cool.
I definitely agree.
Yeah.
But Katie Mae is such a good egg.
Mm-hmm. She's a sweetheart.
She was on the gender team with me at Videa, and then she moved to Winnipeg, and now is doing stuff in Winnipeg and doing stuff with us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's very exciting.
Right? Yeah. And then I had a moment, I don't know why, I was scrolling through my Instagram posts, and we're coming up on 3 years that we've been doing this.
Yeah.
Which mm-hmm. blows my mind. It's been 3 years.
Yeah.
And thinking about, like, what we were talking about then to now, and being like, all right, nice.
Nice. Sick.
Sick.
Yeah,
here for different. It. No, for sure. But it's also cool to see, like, it grow, and seeing the dream that you had convinced me of grow and come to fruition. Not that I doubted you, but it was, like, unsure of, like, if that was something that I was going to be comfortable doing. And so it's just kind of cool to start to reflect on that and being like, look at how far we've come in just a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's funny when we tell people we have a team and they're like thinking like it's just a couple people. And then we're like, nah, like there's like several people on our team now. And then they're like, oh, like legit team. And I'm like, yep.
Yeah, like team.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's so funny thinking back to that conversation of like, we don't even have to do it. We just like, we can just like mess around. Like, let's just mess around in a podcasting studio. We won't have a name to like.
Caitlin Herchak. I don't know why you ever thought you could just say that, because what are you known for? Turning your hobbies into jobs.
Yeah.
this was just a lighthearted thing we did in our free time, and now it's like we do it in we have to make time because now it's part of our lives for work. We're officially hired on to Remarkable.
we got
no choice. We gotta, people have to hear our voices.
Yeah, they do. We have to deliver.
We got deliverables, like,
yeah.
No,
we've also applied for more funds mm-hmm. for CRE for season 3, so fingers crossed we'll find out at the end of this month. As well as if you listened to the episode before, we're at Imaginative.
Yep.
And then 2, we've been nominated for an award.
Yep. Oh, it's the feminist one.
Feminist Creatives Prize?
Yes.
Through Women's Foundation?
I was like, hold on, I can scroll up and find it.
We find that out in the spring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll find out if we've won. Shout out to Videa for nominating us. That was very sweet of them.
I had no idea.
Yeah, the Feminist Creator Prize, Canada's Women's Foundation, which is really, really cool. And also, like, we haven't even started season 3, but we're already planning and doing research for grants and things for season 4, and we're working on fleshing that idea out already. But yeah, I mean, we'll talk more about season 3 in the next episode because we're just trying to pump out content.
And the best way we do that is sitting down, like, we can do 3 in a row.
We do 3 in a row. Happy Thanksgiving. Like, it just.
And then we're good for the next 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically. Except we have 3 more episodes we're planning on doing next month. Yeah. But yeah, no, it's interesting, like, trying to navigate what that looks like, because, like, now that we're apart from each other, mm-hmm. it takes a little bit more coordinating. Mm-hmm. By little, I mean a lot more coordinating, to try to set up times, and then we throw in a third person, and if they're in a different time zone as well, it's just woo. Good times. But at the same time, like, it's still a lot of fun, and I mean, we talk every day anyways, so it's just trying to be like, all right, pop the mic on and hit record. Basically. There we go. Just
yeah,
great. But No, and then sometimes it's just easier to do it, like, recording so many in one day, too. Mm-hmm. Just because then, like, you're in the flow, you're already in that headspace, versus being like, okay, do you want to just talk about heavy things for, like, an hour and then go back to our normal lives? Like,
yeah.
Right.
Not normal.
It's a lot of prep going into those spaces, and yeah, so sometimes it's nice. Well, not nice, but it just makes it easier to just do a couple at a time. That way we have, you know, the next day we can just focus on self-care or what we need to be able to recoup from the day before.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Could you hear that?
I heard that.
Dear Lord. I don't want to yell because the mic's right here.
You don't want to yell into the listener's ears?
Yeah. Scream into my own ears.
Children.
They're awake now. I don't understand.
Yeah, of course they are. No, it's been a busy time, but lots of good things. Mm-hmm. And like, we haven't abandoned the podcast. We were just trying to get some things organized.
Yeah.
To be able.
And also, like, Kate was in the middle of still writing her master's. So it was like being like, did you want Nice Kate or Mean Kate on the podcast? Which one did you want?
Because either way, Madeline got both.
Yeah. I was still going to get yelled at. I mean, like, I don't have time for this. Be like, well, I mean, you're the one that started this, so just you're gonna have to make time. So no, it was just more of like giving us both some time to recoup and get ready for things, and then also just getting things set up, because like we didn't want to just have to constantly come on here and talk nonsense to you guys, because
yeah,
that gets boring. And you guys, I know some people really enjoy hearing our episodes. The cat's called out Jessica. Lurking at the end of the hallway. But yeah, it's just that idea of like trying to make sure that we had things set up and ready to go. That way we're like, we have our topic, we have our interviews set up, we have funds to pay our staff. If not, you get weird content.
Yeah.
We go back to season one energy. Though we had some really good content in season one. We had some good conversations.
We did.
We had interviews.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. No, for sure. But we're growing out our team and just really excited to get going, which we're going to reiterate a lot of that when we talk in the next episode.
Absolutely. But, you know, where can people find us?
You can find us on almost major podcasting platforms, Pocket Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify. There's been some odd ones that you can find us on as well. You can also go on to our website, spillingtea.land, children. And the episodes are located on there as well. We also have a Instagram account, Spilling Tea Pond, where we upload posts of when we're going to be sharing recordings. And sometimes you get fun reels of sneak peeks of what's in the episode as well.
Totally.
But yeah.
Subscribe, like.
Subscribe, like, share. Feel free to DM us. Feel free to email us.
Rate us.
Yeah, just can you
5 stars.
We want to know if you actually enjoy our content, so feedback is always welcome. But we always hope that you enjoy the episodes.
Yes,
and we'll be talking to you later.
See you later.
Namoltis.